This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The son of one of the victims in the King Soopers mass shooting is suing gun maker Sturm, Ruger & Company. The lawsuit involves how the company marketed the gun used in the 2021 massacre. It accuses the company of advertising its AR-556 in, quote, a reckless and immoral way, and seeks an undisclosed amount of damages. It was filed Tuesday in state court in Connecticut, where Sturm, Ruger & Company is based. In a similar lawsuit, gunmaker Remington settled with relatives of Sandy Hook school shooting victims for $73 million. Colorado is investing in a new approach in hopes of preventing gun violence. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
In 2021, lawmakers created the Office of Gun Violence Prevention within the State Health Department. Its task, to coordinate and promote effective strategies to reduce gun violence in the state. It will run public awareness campaigns about prevention. It has a new partnership with the Colorado School of Public Health to gather and share data and research. Jonathan McMillan, who directs the office, says the model
doesn't really exist anywhere in the country. There are other offices of gun violence prevention, but they're very few. So we're really at the forefront of it.
A pilot program will distribute about $450,000 this year in grants to community groups. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to cpr.org. In Denver, it's 65 degrees, Vail, 41.